you found the Patches and Stitches Simpson podcast extravaganza, where we have segments, Simpsons, Sassmouth, and other fun S-words. If you would like to sponsor our podcast, send money now. In predictable Patches behavior, he has picked a Treehouse of Horror for this season. And now, for the rundown, take it away, Prolonged Patches.
All right, so we have chosen the Treehouse of Horror as the episode to review because it is 'tis the season. And yes, Stitches, I did want to do the first one first, the original Treehouse of Horror. In this episode, we have three parts. First one being where the Simpsons move into the haunted house and they get scared and the house tries to make them kill each other and scare them and get them to move out. And Marge yells at the house and tells it to behave. And the house has to choose whether to live with the Simpsons or destroy itself. And it destroys itself. The second part in Hungry Are the Damned, the aliens, Kodos and Krang, kidnap the Simpsons and take them away. And they're treating them nice and going to take them to Rigel 4 for a nice life. Lisa gets suspicious, thinks they're just going to eat the Simpsons. So she accuses the aliens of that. And the aliens decide that the Simpsons have to be taken back home. In the third part, we have the Raven with smoky, smooth voice of James Earl Jones doing the narrating of Edgar Allan Poe's classic poem, The Raven. We do see the whole episode had Homer sitting outside the treehouse listening to Bart and Lisa tell these three stories. And Bart and Lisa are trying to scare each other, and that's how they get the name Treehouse of Horror, and that carries on for, well, till today, as their Halloween special name. Other side note would be Marge started off the episode by warning people that this episode was going to be a little bit scarier than what the normal Simpsons was going to be, or what the normal Simpsons normally is. So that was the rundown of Treehouse of Horror Season 2.
Love the rundown. Feels short, feels sweet, and we got a little bit of everything in it.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Didn't step over all the plot, because in Treehouse of Horror episodes, as fans know, they don't really have a lot of plot. They kind of just go with the jokes and the retelling of a scary story.
All right, can we start off with my new segment, or a segment that we've kind of done, but I just wanted to, I call it either, all right, here are some titles for you. Either Poking the Bear, Poking the Patches, Randoms, or questions everyone, where basically in this segment we just ask random questions about the episode or things that we thought of during the episode.
Poking the bear.
Yeah. All right, so if you had to write a Halloween segment for the Simpsons, what would you base it on? What kind of narrative, horror, fantasy, or sci-fi thing do you think you would base it on?
You need to clear this in pre-production. Otherwise, it's like I'm going to sit here just not saying anything for a long time. They've done Hitchcock a lot. I kind of like the Hitchcock stuff that they do. Sometimes when they do the newest popular Halloween movie, if I haven't seen it, I don't get the reference, but they're normally still good. What would I do? Something with it, you know what just pops in my head is something with a scary clown and make maybe Krusty be the scary clown face, but really scare it up a little bit. I don't like clowns.
Ooh, that would be like a take on It, but with Krusty.
With Krusty, and you don't have to do It exactly, yes, but that's kind of where you started. But you could have a different plot from a different thing, but somehow Krusty has to be an evil-looking clown. Yep.
I thought
they might have done that last year. Wasn't last year when we had the clown scare?
Yes, last year was.
Was it last year or 2 years ago? They didn't want to touch it, I guess. So, all right. How about if you poke that bear? I'm guessing you had an answer.
Well, you said that they did a bunch of Hitchcock things, and I remember one episode where they like nailed a bunch of different Hitchcock movies in one segment. But I thought it'd be cool for them to do Hitchcock's Rope.
Yeah.
As
that'd be good.
I don't know. That's what I would, I guess, if I had to write my Simpson.
The cool thing about that idea is they could do it with any of the, they don't even have to stay to the family. They could do that with any character.
Well, and the movie's so stylized that I think that would stand out in the Simpson episode too, is people would be like, why is it looking like, you know, if you did it in that one continuous shot, people would be like, oh, that's weird that The Simpsons, like, did that. And then they, you know, like, when The Simpsons do that, then you look into it a little bit, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool that they took that from that. I don't know.
When they take a specific scene or a specific, like you said, a different, a certain view, yeah, that's really cool. How about, did they ever do one, remember, what's the made-by-amateur movie where they run through the woods with the shaking camera and everyone who was going to the movie theater was throwing up?
Blair Witch.
Did they ever do one of those?
I don't think they did like a full on segment on it, but I think they did like references to it.
Next segment name, we're going to call, or when we say jokes of the week, we're going to call it Laugh Out Loud, because you and I used to, whenever we watch The Simpsons, we would say what moment made us laugh out loud. So did you have any laugh out louds this week?
I did. And let me tell you this, when you pitch this segment or this title of the segment, it reminded me of the conversation you had with Mom that one time where she, you know, we were watching Simpsons and she was like, that show's stupid. You guys stop watching it. And I remember you saying something like, well, you know, if you can sit here and watch it, and not laugh out loud once, then we'll stop or something like that. And she was like playing on the computer and there was something silly and we hear her laughing in the background.
So I remember that.
I think Simpsons does have that power.
I was so confident back then in the show. I was so like, Mom, listen to the show.
It was season 10. Yeah. It was awesome. there was a lot of parts right from the beginning. I did go and pause through the graveyard scene to see all the special headstones, which I suggest you do, but the one that really caught my attention was Casper, the friendly boy.
The friendly boy?
The friendly boy.
It didn't say ghost?
No, it said boy. Okay. Which I was literally eating an orange while watching this part, and then Homer throws the orange into the vortex. He's like, oh, whew. And I, like, part of the orange came out of my mouth. It was funny. And then the HBO joke, that was the other one that I wrote, which was funny. It's like, where they're on that spaceship, and they ask Kodos if they get HBO, and he's like, no, that would cost extra. I don't know.
Because he was bragging about all the things that they had on that, yeah.
How about you?
It didn't make me laugh out loud, but I remember it took me back when Homer had to put all the lighter fluid on the grill, and he kept on putting it, and he squeezed all the lighter fluid, and he squeezed it. I just, when he did that, I'm like, oh, I remember that joke. And I knew what, you know, like the atomic cloud was coming next.
Right, right.
No, not many other ones really made me laugh. The only time I laughed out loud was when they were eating their feast on the alien ship. And they all got to pick their favorite meals. And of course, Homer chose pork chops.
Yep.
Did you hear what he asked for a sign?
Applesauce.
He wanted applesauce, and I laughed just because we talked about that in last week's podcast that you thought applesauce had to go with his pork chops. So I did that. That wasn't really a funny joke, but it just made me laugh because what we talked about last week.
Well, I ended up putting that in my nuggets segment or my nuggets notes. Not a nugget. To bring up. It's a Patches and Stitches podcast nugget.
We can't do our own nuggets, I don't think.
You know what other part I really love is when Homer calls the realtor about the Indian burial in the basement.
Yes.
And he's like, well, that's, you know, he's going through it and he's like, that's not my reclamation. He said he told me
five or six times. Yes. So which one was your, let's do least favorite first.
My least favorite, and this is the reason why I, like, when you talked about it last week, you're like, oh, don't you remember it? It's because the opening sketch is probably my least favorite.
The dream house?
But it's still really good.
The bad house?
The bad house. The
haunted house?
Nightmare house. And I love, but then I watched it and I was like, I don't know why. I mean, I know that it just doesn't stand out to be the first segment of the first ever treehouse to me, but that was probably my least favorite.
So let's just go through that one really quick. So I have, like, we can do like nuggets and everything or funny parts and within that. Have they used that? Is that the house they use for their bordello or some other time? Do they use that house again?
They do use that same house again, and it's the episode where they have to stay in the haunted house, or they're like, oh, you get your aunt's house, but you have to stay in it for one night, and it's haunted, okay. And then they cut to that same shot.
I remember that, and then they do it. They get up the next morning, they're like, this was really easy, or something like that.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good poll, because I did not write that down, but I know what you're talking about.
And then I saw in the Indian graveyard, Mahatma Gandhi was in there.
Yeah.
I thought that was the other, not nugget. Well, maybe it's a nugget, but I saw that bunny again. Now that you told me about Matt Groening's bunny, it was in there again. Maggie had it.
Well, it was sitting by Bart when he's unpacking the boxes.
Yes.
And then it also shows up again when at the end of the episode where Maggie's fallen asleep. They cut to everybody who's asleep, and then to Homer. Maggie's holding the bunny at the end too, so it actually makes two appearances in this episode. I didn't remember that James Earl Jones did a voiceover in every single segment.
That was like one of my nuggets. You
boom.
You dropped a nugget. I did not know that either, but he was, right, when he was the moving guy, right, when he was leaving?
Yep.
And then you're like, wow, if he's in this one, and then, of course, he was one of the aliens, and
right.
He's the narrator, so it's like, I'm guessing if you get James Earl Jones in the studio, you're like, let's use Darth Vader till he can't kill us anymore, I guess.
I like that they made him cry in the second segment, because you just never hear James Earl Jones cry like that.
All right, so that was probably my second favorite. My least favorite was Hungry Are the Damned, the alien one.
I love that episode. I love that segment.
There's well, I mean, every segment's gonna have funny parts in it. I don't think I like the aliens. I just don't think they're that funny. What did you like about it?
I'm taken back. Well, because I was gonna research this one, but I think this is the first episode of Twilight Zone. This is a play on that.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No, do you know that for sure? Or are you shooting from your hip on this?
I'm shooting a little from my hip, but when I go to research this, I'm going to find out that this is...
Research is
pretty much
is better when you do it before the podcast.
Like, people care. No, they'll listen and they'll be like, well, maybe. Or they'll look it up themselves. I mean, they have Google, too. Why do I have to do all the
work? I think that our poll question, our responses this week is going to be, I feel like you and I are not dropping nuggets like crazy this week. So I think we're just going to put a blanket out. What did we miss? And that can be the first number one. Is this a ripoff of the, what did you say it was? Twilight?
It's Twilight Zone. It's the first episode of Twilight Zone.
Okay.
And it's basically that it is what the Simpsons thought, is that these people pick them up and they treat them really well, but they're planning to eat them or eat their brains or something like that. And that's why this is so funny, is because they wanted to actually take the Simpsons and give them a better life.
Nugget or a funny part on that was Homer's apron. Did you read that? When he was cooking, when he did that.
Mafia staff apron,
yeah. That's not that good of a nugget, because, I mean, you'd have to be looking the other way not to read that one.
All right, how about this? Here's a real nugget. I don't know. They gave Edgar Allan Poe writing credit, which they should. I mean, you're going to say, well, of course, you wrote it.
I was going to say that.
It wasn't like, oh, adapted from Edgar Allan Poe. It was like written by...
All right, so are we jumping
Sam
to
Simon.
The Raven? I will tell you that before I actually did research, I read The Raven tonight, and they did edit it, so I think you are right. They could have said as like adapted, even though, I mean, the words they used were, they weren't paraphrasing, they were quoting The Raven, but they did edit out I think 3 or 4 or 5 verses. By the way, read The Raven and say it out loud. It is fun. I mean,
should.
James Earl Jones, yes. I mean, yes, sir, he's awesome. But it's fun just to read that. And I mean, it's well written. The beat that Edgar Allan Poe keeps up and his tempo and everything, it's really cool.
I mean, it's amazing. Here's a nugget that I didn't steal from somebody else. I counted, there's 12 bows, 12 pink bows in Lenore's hair.
Yeah, Marge's, yeah.
That's what you
got. What meaning does that have? And then, it's not a nugget if they're just random things.
I mean, I think it's, why 12 bows? I don't know. It's just observation.
Okay.
We could just breeze past it. I don't know.
I think we got to have like an observation, not segment, but don't call them nuggets.
That's a whole new segment that we're going to have to do. No. Just observations.
Observations are supposed to be. Okay, so
go ahead. The bust of Edgar Allan Poe on the shelf, is that a nugget?
That's a nugget. I didn't catch it. Did it have his name?
Are you serious?
No, I didn't see it.
No, but it's his face, and they show it all over every time they cut to the shelf.
That was Edgar Allan Poe?
I'm pretty sure it's Edgar Allan Poe.
Let's say it is, because that's a hot nugget.
See, I thought you'd be really unimpressed by that, but be like, oh, at least you took time to count the bows in Lenore's hair, but
no.
I guess not.
Opposite.
Opposite.
Here's one that it's not a nugget, but they didn't do their silly Halloween names at the end when they were going through the cast and producers and everyone. You know how?
Did they do that in the beginning, though?
No, they didn't, I don't believe. I know they didn't do it at the end. I don't think they did it at the beginning.
It's just kind of dawned on me, and it's like, Stitches, of course, why wouldn't you know that? But Treehouse of Horror obviously is named because they told the stories in the treehouse for this first episode. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they've ever gone back to the treehouse to tell.
I kind of did that too, because obviously, like, yeah, when they're in the treehouse, that's why it's fun to go back to season one sometimes, because it's like, oh yeah, that's why they named it. And that hit me right away. I'm like, I don't think they've ever done anything with the treehouse ever again.
No.
Well, we could watch season three and see if they went back to it. But recently, no. I'm sure that they have not done anything with the treehouse.
We'll have to wait until next October.
So there, I'm going to challenge the Simpsons to do a full segment just in the treehouse.
Ooh, that would be good.
How could they do it?
Oh. And then King and Kodos have been in every Treehouse of Horror since this.
Do they keep that alive?
Yes, they appear in every. It's not always their segments, but usually they make a guest appearance somewhere in the episode. Yes.
I remember they did that for a long time, but.
So your favorite is the Raven segment.
The Raven. Oh yes, that was.
Of course.
Last week when we said, oh, or you said, I don't remember that one. I'm just like, the Raven, buddy. That is.
Well, I felt like I knew, because I remember how I said something like, I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I didn't want to guess, but I should have. But the Raven, it won't even be around Halloween. I'll just be like, oh, I want to watch that segment, and I'll go on YouTube and watch the Raven segment because I loved it.
Yep.
That much. Yep. James Earl Jones is just nails it. And you know who else does really? Dan.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson does really great in that episode.
So I love the Raven, and I remember when I watched it the first time, it's when I just knew, like, this show is something special. Because I had read the Raven before, I'd known Edgar Allan Poe enough, you know, from school, that when they did it, you're just like, this is classy. This isn't just, you know, knee-jerk, you know, ha-ha laughs. This is, like, well done, like you said, between James Earl Jones and Dan going back and forth, but just the fact that they thought of it, right? Because you're like, doing a Halloween special, are we going to read Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven? I think that was gutsy to do that.
It was, yeah, it's a little risky to see, to put that out there and see if people would actually like it or if it would just kind of fall flat on.
And it was funny, right? Not only did they stay true to Edgar Allan Poe, but it was actually funny.
And it does exactly the one of my favorite things about The Simpsons is it opens, you know, back then opens my mind to something that wasn't there.
Yes.
So then, you know, you're like, oh, I really like this. Oh, maybe I like Edgar Allan Poe. Like,
yep.
Maybe I should look more into it. And that's the best thing about The Simpsons.
And I think so many television shows and movies and podcasts want to do that, right? They want like be the conduit to a higher thinking, a higher way of thinking. And yeah, like you said, when The Simpsons could get 10-year-olds and 15-year-olds and whatever, 20-year-olds thinking about classic poetry, It's pretty powerful. So who is your showstopper?
You're going showstopper already?
And we're going to have to wrap this up pretty soon, Stitches.
Oh, man.
Our production meetings, we always say we need to get the stuff a little bit quicker, and then we get to talking, and we never do.
All right. My showstopper this week is the voice of James Earl Jones.
Oh, duh.
And if you're not going to let me do that, I was going to do the narrator in The Raven. If you're going to say, oh, you can't pick an actor, I was going to say the narration and the narrator in The Raven.
No, that was my pick also.
I knew it.
Yeah.
It's
classic.
It's classic.
Well, I mean, it's using a person's talent the way it should be used, right? It's like, everyone wants to use James Earl Jones' voice, but like using it in this episode the way they did, I'm sure, right? When they're like, oh, who could we have narrate The Raven? Everyone's like, James Earl Jones, please. It's like, that'd be perfect.
Well, have you ever heard Vincent Price do it?
No, he's another classic voice guy.
Vincent, what's interesting about James Earl Jones is, yeah, he's got an awesome voice, but you wouldn't automatically go to him like, oh, that's a good, like, scary horror type voice. I don't know. Maybe you would with Darth Vader, but what happens if Morgan Freeman did it?
No, I wouldn't like it. But
see, and that's what I'm saying is that people might have pitched James Earl Jones and are like, oh, man, I don't know if that's going to work. And then he does it and it just knocks it out of the park.
If someone says that, I want to punch him in the face. And I like... It was a good pick by your part, and I also pick that voice because it's exactly how we our segment doesn't always hold true to showstopper, like when you pick the Bears. but it was close to, I don't say, like, obviously the show didn't stop, but when his voice is reading The Raven, you're just like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. You know, it's like, it's a showstopper. It was awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
So what is your rating? Or do you want me to do rating first?
I want you to do rating.
And we're going to rate. I'm going to rate the whole episode.
And sounds good.
I don't think you're going to like my rating. I'm going to call it pre-classic.
Pre-classic.
It's not. Two segments were just. They weren't overly funny. They're funny enough, but they weren't that good. The Raven was probably one of the things that I'll remember from The Simpsons forever. So that in itself was classic. And then the Treehouse of Horror, the fact that this was the first thing that started the Halloween specials for the life of The Simpsons, that's pretty classic in itself. But I'm not going, this Treehouse of Horror is not, besides The Raven, is not better than other ones. So I can't give it classic, but since it has a couple elements of being a classic episode, I worked the word classic into my rating.
I had the same thought. I was going to call it a B classic, but instead I was like, no, I'm going to man up. I'm going to give it my first classic rating.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for sure. And I've debated this a lot because, you know, with the Max Power episode, I was like, I really love that episode. But with the Raven in this episode and Kane and Kodos introducing them, that whole segment is, I think people remember that one rest of the run. I mean, those characters continued out. And then rewatching the first segment, I mean, I think it's really good, and it really sets the tone of how they animate specifically for Treehouse of Horrors. Yeah. I mean, it's got a different color palette. They're throwing different lighting schemes all around. I mean, they broke the mold of how they're doing Simpsons, and it set the tone for the rest of the series.
Well, and you're right. They broke the mold, and obviously they took it on for all the other Treehouse of Horrors, but I think they broke the mold enough to say, we can even do some of this stuff in regular episodes, in their normal, you know, non-Halloween. You know what?
Right, they're pushing. They push. What are you gonna say?
Well, after you explained it, I'm still not gonna give it a class grading, but I tip my cap to you, I guess.
Well, what does your pre-classic really mean? It means, like, I can't commit to a classic, so I'm just gonna...
You could find Treehouse of Horror episodes that were better than this one. So that one's...
You know what? That was another poke the bear that I was gonna ask you.
Okay. We got some time.
What are some of your favorite Treehouse of Horror segments that are not this episode?
I can't remember anything. You know that. The one that pops in my head is remember the giant pumpkin? I love that one.
And that's the only one that I could remember.
I love that one so much.
All pumpkins are racist.
Yes. Yes. Oh, one of the funniest jokes ever.
Yeah. Well, that's a Charlie Brown
take,
too. Pumpkin, so that was really good.
They nailed it.
There's definitely ones that I remember. Bart turns into a fly. Bart has a brother who's in the attic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's...
you're right.
I love... There's
remember when the house was automated with Pierce Bronson's voice? I
think. Pierce Brosnan, yeah.
No, the Raven's definitely the best Halloween thing they've ever done. So... I tip my cap to you. I think
there's segments that are better, but of like maybe the first one, but I don't know. Class grading. Here we go. What do you say?
I'll take it.
All right. What are we watching next week?
Next week we're going to pop into season 8, episode 25, The Secret War of Lisa Simpson.
You know what's funny about every time you read the names of the episodes, I have no clue.
Really?
No time. There's never a time where I look at Simpson episodes by their title. But if you told me, like, oh, that's the one where Lisa fights or Lisa befriends the popular girl or something like that, I was like, oh, now I know what you're talking about.
See, I like doing that though.
Is that the one?
I like doing it to you and maybe to our listeners then too. Because then people will be like, well, what episode is that? I never knew the title. And see, I know exactly what it is because I've looked it up on the internet. So, boom.
Here we go.
For 2 minutes, I'm smarter than everyone. We maybe could start. I think we're starting to go long, but we could start another segment called "What did I? Did I step on any of your material?" Is there anything from this one that you want to put an exclamation point on?
No, not really. I came into this episode thinking that I'd have a ton of material, and then we kind of just breezed past all of it quickly.
That's what I mean. Like, is there anything I breezed through that you were like, oh, I really want to talk about something?
I guess throughout this whole episode, they put in little tidbits from horror movies and other things. And it's just jam-packed with stuff. I mean, we didn't even cover half of the stuff that they throw in here. Exorcist, poker, poltergeist, stuff like that.
Stuff that you stole from the internet while you were watching the whole, yes.
Right, the whole house getting sucked into itself is a movie from the 40s kind of thing. Yep. So take a look at that.
Don't tell people what to do.
I'm also going to tell them, if you like this podcast or if you don't, we're just trying to spread the word. Help us spread the word. Send it to your friends, share it, pass it along, go grab coffee with somebody, tell them about Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza.
Hey, can we have another poll question here, Stitches?
Sure.
Or a comment. You brought up that story about how I tried to convert Mom into a Simpsons fan. Let's have some of the listeners comment in on what have they done. Have they ever converted someone who was a non-Simpsons believer into a Simpsons addict? How did they do it? And, you know, tell a brief story kind of thing. It's not really a poll.
Should we pick that up in the next episode of my story?
Yes, if we, hopefully we forget.
People will listen next week and it'll just come and go and there'll be no mention of that again.
Yep, exactly. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation. Nevermore. Nevermore. Nevermore.